So can he emerge from this presidential campaign intact, able to line Republicans up behind him? I'm speaking, of course, of talk show host and some say Republican kingmaker Rush Limbaugh. This weekend, George Will said flatly, Republicans are afraid of him. But is that still true after his contraception comments? Politico writes today that in addition to some 30 advertisers fleeing Rush Limbaugh's show, conservative voices like Michael Medved and David Frum are saying this latest dust-up might be the one that weakens Rush Limbaugh's hold over the conservative wing of the party. But hold on, El Rushbo, as he calls himself, is receiving support from liberal Bill Maher. Conservatives point to him for calling Sarah Palin names and then donating a lot of money to President Obama. But yesterday, Maher tweeted, hate to defend Rush Limbaugh, but he apologized. Liberals looking bad, not accepting. Also, hate intimidation by sponsor pullout. Michael Harrison is editor and publisher of Talkers, the online magazine about talk radio. And Michael, what is the buzz that you're hearing? Is Rush Limbaugh somewhat reduced?
I don't think he's reduced. I think that he's under fire. And I think the fact that he's under fire is indicative of how big he is. If he weren't important, why are we talking about him like he's some type of a major public figure?
Well, but still, you've said that there's a big Rush away from Rush, and we noted that even the Canadian band Rush has called Rush to say, you know, cease and desist using our music. But, you know, then we're also thinking that this has happened before. Republicans have criticized him before and then been on their knees apologizing the next day.
Yeah, well, Robin, it depends on what lens you're looking at Rush Limbaugh through. If you look at Rush Limbaugh through a political lens, then you judge his success factor by the so-called power he wields in the political arena. Can he get someone elected? Did he lose the nomination for McCain? No. Ooh, that means Rush Limbaugh doesn't have power.
Because he was against John McCain.
Yeah, exactly. When in fact, Rush Limbaugh is not in the business of partisan politics. That's the irony of all of this. Rush Limbaugh is in the business of ratings and revenue. He's a broadcaster. He's in the same business that that Ryan Seacrest is in. He's far more Ryan Seacrest than he is John McCain. Whether he has influence over the party or not doesn't translate in the world he really lives in, and that's the broadcasting world, to how successful he is.
Well, we want to talk about that, you know, whether or not this has made a dent in that success. But you're voicing the same opinion we've heard from Holland Cook. He's a talk radio consultant. He says the joke is that Rush Limbaugh can't deliver votes. He can't deliver a pizza. You know, that's the line
about
Rush Limbaugh.
Well, I wouldn't go so far as to say that Rush Limbaugh can't deliver votes. To say he can't deliver votes is equally preposterous to he's running the Republican
right.
Party and he's a kingmaker.
Well, Holland Cook was making the point you made that even though he hammered John McCain in 2008. John McCain got the nomination anyway. But then you've got, you know, people like Michael Steele criticizing Rush Limbaugh in 2009, Michael Steele, head of the Republican Party at the time, and having to apologize the next day. You've got Phil Gingrey, a representative from Georgia, also in 2009 after Limbaugh, you know, criticized Republicans for cooperating with President Obama. Gingrey made one of the last times you heard this comment from a Republican. He said, hey, look, we have to, when you get to Washington, and you have to work together. And he had felt he had to apologize because he received so many calls and emails in his office from Rush Limbaugh listeners who were hammering him. So there is this feeling. I mean, George Will even said.
Well, what it means to me is these people don't have backbones. And so it says more about these politicians than it does about Rush Limbaugh.
Well, but what then about the comments from conservative talk show host Michael Medved, who's filled in for Rush Limbaugh, who told Politico it's going to be much more permitted on the conservative side to dissent from Rush Limbaugh now?
It never was not permitted on the conservative side. This says a lot about Michael Medved.
They're disagreeing with you, though. They're saying, you know, that that's sort of been the thing.
Yeah, but all I'm saying is that there are no rules. It's all perception. It's all much to do about really not that much. And I'm not trying to belittle Limbaugh. I'm trying to say that he's enormously successful as a radio broadcaster, that as a broadcaster, he's got himself into a point that it's even discussed whether or not he's running the Republican Party or he's not, or he could be the difference in a primary election or even a presidential election. I mean, you might be talking there about the fact that McCain got the nomination in spite of Limbaugh's criticism, but maybe Limbaugh's criticism lent toward McCain losing the general election.
Well, here's another one. Mitt Romney squeaked by in Ohio, as we just talked about earlier in the program. One of the reasons women went with Mitt Romney. Now, some could parse that later, do some kind of polling, and maybe discover that, you know, Rush Limbaugh is not a backer of Mitt Romney. He's been a supporter of Rick Santorum, that maybe some of those women might not have gone over to Romney if the whole contraceptive thing hadn't become so distasteful through Rush Limbaugh.
That's very possible. And it's very possible that whatever influence Rush Limbaugh has had to help the Republicans, it could be. It also works to the negative, that there'll be retaliation. People who are angry at Limbaugh will, in fact, now vote for the other candidate. What I find interesting is that much of the real emotional reaction to Limbaugh comes from people who aren't really his listeners.
Well, you've followed these storylines before, and there, you know, some of Rush Limbaugh supporters are pointing to talk show host Don Imus, who famously had a pejorative phrase for young black female college athletes. But mm-hmm. one could say, well, he was punished. CBS dropped his show. They point to David Letterman, who made a comment about Sarah Palin. He was punished. He was taken off the air. He made an abject apology. And Bill Maher will claim that he's not talking about college students. He's talking about public people. They're fair game. Michael, you argue that Republicans shouldn't listen to Rush Limbaugh. David Frum writes, they don't listen to Bill Maher. I mean, no Democratic candidate is going to be afraid of Bill Maher. That's David Frum's argument. But I guess my question is, what is happening on the business side, since you say that's where his real power is? 30 advertisers, including JCPenney, Capital One, the Philadelphia Orchestra, the Girl Scouts, leaving his show. Do you think that's going to...
I think it's hurting him in the short term. As for how long that will go on, who knows? Because I think that eventually people forget. And I think that the people that like to listen to Limbaugh really, really like him. And if anything, they're going to galvanize and rally behind him. And as a result, he will continue to maintain a large audience. And if those advertisers don't come back, new ones will come back. But the fact of the matter is, the question that should be asked is, how many listeners is he losing? How many listeners are abandoning him? Because that's going to be the answer to your question of how this will affect him economically. If his audience diminishes as a result of this incident and this controversy, or his program or his nature or his level of entertainment or his level of credibility, if his audience begins to significantly diminish, then his advertising will in fact be in trouble, because that's the name of the game. That's the way the industry operates.
Yeah. We'll keep an eye on that. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers.com. They're all about the talk radio industry. Michael, thanks as always.
My pleasure.